Okay, welcome to the North Logan City Library Board meeting. Today's April 9th, 2026. I have a few more coming in. Great. Okay, in attendance is myself, Jen Albrecht. Andrea Walkup.
Joanne DeLang.
Emily Schmidt.
Kathy Larson.
Holly Beathers.
And Trent Bateman, he's here. Okay, awesome. Welcome, everybody. Let's start with the good news minute.
We've got three different things going on in here.
Yeah, we're booked tonight.
Localscapes course, there's robotics, and then doing punch needling for the teen activity.
Cool, that's awesome.
So, yeah, it's great. We're still not, like, technically supposed to be in this area yet, but...
No, we won't touch anything.
That's fine.
I won't call code enforcement.
Then we're good. Yeah, so that's the good news.
Cool. That's
nice
great
to be
news.
Doing things again.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, doing library.
Doing library program things.
Yeah.
How busy has the book checkout area been since it's moved over there?
Not super. We've tried to do some things to try to make it better. So we have some of the shelves out there with new books and maybe popular ones that people can peruse and just grab.
Yeah, I walked through it. I came in that way so I could walk through it a little bit, and I saw that. And I was like, oh, that's a good idea.
Only a couple
more
months.
Checked out.
I'm just happy we're open. People can get stuff. People are still doing it. We're pulling more holds now, probably 200 to 300 a day. So they're still pulling. Not a ton, but they're going out.
Not a ton. That seems like a good amount to me.
Yeah, it's a lot. Awesome. Okay, Kathy, do you have our minutes for March?
Oh, yeah. Hopefully you had a chance to look at the minutes that were sent out. I move that we approve the minutes.
Motion.
All in favor? Okay. The vote is unanimous. Do we not have a quorum?
We have a quorum.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Okay, awesome. All right, let's move on to the director's report first, or do you want to do the policies first?
That's less fun, so we can do that first if you want. I don't really care either way.
Let's just stick to the agenda. Let's go to the director's report.
So director's report, a couple things. I might have mentioned this before, but we... received the Quality Library Award again. So,
great. Yes, hello, welcome. Sorry, we're moving everywhere.
No, it's okay. It's good.
You can stay here if you want.
Yes, welcome.
Front and center. So that's one of the things going on right now. I printed off some calendars if you want to see. The programs are really starting to take off right now, more happening.
So question, is the Quality Library Award, is that one of the things we don't have to recertify?
It's the same one, but we didn't have to do last year because we got it, and so you think you have to do it every other year.
So we do need to do it this year, but we won't have to.
Correct.
Nice.
Yep. So that worked out nicely. And then we're working on the reservation software. You've probably seen emails coming out about like program signups. That's on our new website. And then we're starting to take some reservations in. We had our first paying event in here.
How did that go?
It was great. It was an asphalt conference. Really great inaugural event to have.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
Wait, so it's already happened.
So it's already happened, yep. We're working right now to get all the policies built, all the everything across the board, the standard operating procedures, pricing, and we're pretty close to having that, and as soon as we have that, we'll go live with it. We have a few things we have to wait for. This nice wall you see behind you. If you get closer, you can see almost every panel has bubbling on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some obvious ones. Some manufacturer has to come and replace all of those.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to rip the fabric off of it and put new fabric on, and I would say 90% of them need it. So I don't want to book too much.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to run into issues with that. So first week of May, they're supposed to be here. I'm not booking any events until they're actually
here.
Done.
And okay.
Yeah.
We know how long it's going to take. That's all of that. I need, if you all could email me just your name, and then I'll have your email and a phone number, and when your term began on the board, if you know that, because that's information I have to have for our recertification.
Okay.
Do I count as official yet?
That's a really great question. Thank you for asking that. You don't.
Okay, that's
mainly because I'm sorry about this. Hold on. Let me just email the appropriate people. You just have to get approved by city council. And we had such a busy... This should be a non-issue.
Did you get the email this time?
I did get the email this time.
Good.
So at some point, if you could do that, just email me that approximately when your term started. That would be awesome. And then if you haven't completed the open meetings training, we have to do one training every year, and that's the one we're going to do. I sent that link out. If you didn't get it, let me know, and I can send it out again. You can put that in your email. It's director@northloganlibrary.gov. And then this will be quick. I just want to show you all this. This is what we're presenting for the meeting with Deloitte, the Thorne Endowment. Mm-hmm. And just so you can see some of the information, I was like, this is great. This kind of shares what's been going on.
Do you need representation at that meeting?
I don't think so. I'll ask.
I've been to it once before, and then I haven't been to it as well, so like, whatever you need.
We're doing it here. We're not doing it down there this year. Okay. We're going to do it up here. So if you want to come, it's at 1 o'clock on Monday.
No, I have a field trip at Clark Planetarium, so.
Are you going? Oh, well, I'm not signed up either,
which is perfect. It's so much better just to go and not be a chaperone.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Just go, and then you get to be with your kid. Exactly.
You don't have to.
And you don't have to ride the bus. Is it Monday?
Yeah, it's Monday too.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what we're going to show. This is Libby checkouts for North Logan. This is North Logan residents checkouts over the last, 8 years? And so you can just see that steady growth over and over and over every year. This is a little hard to understand, but we're in the consortium, the Beehive Library Consortium. So checkouts on all the books in the whole consortium, this is just North Logan's checkouts on those. You can see year over year growth each month on how many books are being checked out on the whole consortium. This is books we've owned, and since we've received some big donations, we've been able to buy a lot more books. And so you can see back in 2023, 142 of our books were checked out. In 2025, 2,379. So what that means is people in North Logan are getting their books so much faster. So much faster. Do you have a question, Kathy?
No, so I was just, so like 312 one year, and then the next one was...
Yeah. And that was because we were able to purchase so many more books. And you can see it's come down just because we don't have any more of that donation. We spent that. But you can still see that the existing books that are in the collection are still being checked out at almost three times what it was
originally. This is just Libby.
This is just Libby.
Yep.
So then going with this, 48% of all of our checkouts are Libby. And
wow,
so that's up
a lot.
6% from last year. So almost half of our checkouts are on Libby. And we don't have a budget for Libby. And even if we did, that $100,000 went so quickly. So it's just a big hill to climb. And so that's why we're part of a consortium, so that there's that collective buying power. And then on probably, this is an educated guess, but I would say over 500 titles, months were cut off, and you all experienced that too as it came through.
It became a problem.
Yeah. It became,
I can't read this money this fast.
Exactly. And then these are just some of the new things that we're looking at bringing into the library. This really aligns with Deloitte's vision on things he wants to focus on. There's a group called the Second Act Literacy Foundation, and they're going to provide free GED tutoring support to those who don't speak English. So that's hopefully going to happen this fall. We'll get them in here. I've shared this before. We've partnered with USU Extension. They'll be offering all their cooking classes here. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a list of all the different classes they offer. And I think they're $10 a class. They're super affordable. It just covers their costs, what they have to buy. And then we're going to chat with them about the Teen Advisory Board and just how that's grown every year, and just highlighting the leadership that a lot of these early teens are getting, mid-teens, chances to lead meetings, to be president, be vice president. They help teach different things from books they read. So it's really good life skills that these kids are learning. And then the Robotics Club has really grown this last year. I mentioned this last year. We received all of Cash Makers, the 4-H. They lost their funding, so they gave us all of their robotics equipment. And so we have boxes and boxes, and then some volunteers from Space Dynamics that come and teach twice a month, and they do such a great job. That's what they're doing this next door.
That's awesome.
And then these are just new programs over the last year that Heidi has added. And this meeting really focuses on programs. That's what Deloitte likes to see, the programs that we do. And then we'll just kind of show them some of the updates. This was a fun picture taken from the same spot, showing the building going up. So, that is, I think, everything from my report, but I thought it'd be fun to just kind of see.
Yeah, love that. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
Now the next one's me too, huh?
Yeah, we're going to, well, yeah, we just want to review and vote on the library policies.
Did anybody have a chance to look at those and give suggestions? I can pull up on here as well.
Yeah. I did look over them. I didn't have suggestions.
Yeah, I was going to say, they looked good.
And we can work through these over time, too. It's not urgent that they're all done right now. Okay. We can start on the bylaws, because that's kind of the first. In my document here, I just highlighted things in yellow that I added that I thought would make sense, and you can look at that on the board and see.
Added
community center, because that's part of that. Just clarifying on the terms of service. So just stating that it didn't say anywhere that if that partial term would count towards your total limits.
Okay.
We didn't say anything about training in there, but this is something that the state requires. So it's just saying that yearly training will be required either by the state library or something else that we see beneficial.
Is that different than the other training that you had mentioned?
So that can count. Oh. And so either the state library can come and do something, or we can do something like that, open meetings training. I think this is the law of when things have to be posted, and it wasn't clearly stated in there. So I just...
Mm-hmm.
Expanded that a little bit more.
Which I do that every time.
Right, exactly. But it'd be nice if we just have it in here. We have nothing about public comment in our meetings.
You're going to need to actually put a time limit. Okay. 3 minutes is the appropriate amount.
2 minutes,
three.
You said, or three?
Three. Okay. 2 minutes has been challenged a couple of times, but 3 minutes has never won a challenge.
Okay.
So just shall provide.
Do we need to add that or just say set a time limit? Because then we can kind of.
I think it might be good if we actually decided on a timeline.
I think 3 minutes is fine. Are you guys okay with 3 minutes?
Yeah. I'm going to be real with you. 3 minutes is a lot longer than people realize.
Yeah, that is long.
Most people run out of steam by about a minute and a half.
Okay.
Okay. I added that in there.
Okay.
We didn't have much on policy development. It was just kind of that we do it.
Okay.
Looking at different bylaws for other libraries.
Yeah.
The director, I think, heads that process because they're the ones at the job doing it, and it's easier to then just bring it forward to have it approved.
Okay. That looks great.
And then I added this facility use just since we have the community center doing it. Anyway, other suggestions?
I was wondering if we wanted to add anything about the tank board, because we've had questions about are we an advisory, are we a governing, are we something like that. I don't know where that would go.
And we are an advisory board.
I thought we did adjust that.
I didn't see anything about it being.
Oh, at the very top it did say governing board.
It did say governing?
I thought so.
At the top,
the library's governing board?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it does, yeah, in Article 2. Should we switch that to advisory?
So does that mean that you're a governing board, or it's just that the board that's over the library is...
Yeah, I don't know the legalese term on that.
Emily?
This makes me nervous to say any one way or the other. I almost wonder if you would maybe run this past Alan before, if you need to take a second and look at this.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd leave governing because I'm pretty sure it's not describing the actual board. It's describing your role, which is to be
and
a
we
help.
Do vote and
you do vote.
Pass things. So.
I think it might be, so it's actually Article 3 where I feel like you would put.
Because that's
board authority.
The authority is reflective of that.
Yes, and I'm wondering if this is where we would maybe need to have it. I do wonder though, I might be crazy. So correct me if I'm wrong, Kathy. The last time we discussed this, I was under the impression that you guys had to stay a governing board because of how we received funds. That because you were over, we have a dedicated tax. Is this
because of the Thorn Endowment?
Okay, then am I making this up?
Because the state library didn't know what we were.
Okay.
And asked me, and then I reached out to Jen.
And then I reached out to Kathy.
Yeah, because we had a whole discussion of it. I'm not sure what our
role was.
There were some really...
We watched the training.
Yeah, I remember listening to the training right when we joined, Joanne, but it's been a couple of years and I don't remember.
Okay, so these are the kinds of boards. You can have a governance board which directly directs activities, formal running of the library. Policy is focused on policy, more guidance, but has power to set policy. Advisory, it's not designed to have fiduciary and policy set up, but is a way to support strong library director who sets policy, gives advice.
Oh, so we are more of a governing board then.
Interventionist is what we decided we were temporarily at the time.
Yeah.
Working board helps supplement the staff, and then the planning focused on future goals. So.
I worry about us being an advisory board if we don't have a good leader, that we will have very few levers to pull to get rid of a bad person. And having dealt with that now twice that I know of, we can't always assume we're going to get another trend.
Well, like, it sounds to me like we're discussing this like we get to pick what kind of board we are. Is this not assigned by the city council or determined by how we receive our funding, as you mentioned before?
I was under the impression that it was partly funding. And we're going to need to look into this because this is...
This would be good to have stated on here.
It would be good to have there, but it's sticky enough that I want to make sure whatever we're doing, we're following all the legal things.
Okay.
And I do know because we get...
We have a dedicated
tax. I want to make sure that we're following whatever rules we need to with that. Because the rules can be... They're not clear to me.
One difference between a governing and a policy is that the governing board has ability to set taxes. Policy uses the taxes.
Oh.
Is that in the trustee handbook thing?
This was the training. We did a training, like a state training, and I'm trying to... It was called Managing Effective Boards.
I just think we need to go through and make sure whatever we're doing, we're following the proper procedures. Because in reality, I would prefer you guys... I do believe city council should be the ones determining what the tax rate is.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really feel like putting that on you. Because that would require you then to have public meetings about it. And
yeah,
let's be real,
I agree.
None of you are getting paid enough to be up.
And the governance...
But we need to maintain authority to be able to have... Yes. To be his boss.
Yeah.
And that's...
And it does
again,
sound
when we have a good one, it's like, why not be an advisory? Well, haven't seen it twice yet.
I'm meeting with all the library directors in the county tomorrow, and I'll ask them if they have more insight on what.
Okay. Yeah, but let's...
I'll dive into that trustee manual,
let's
too.
Leave it as is for now, because I do know how...
And we don't have to vote on this. We'll wait and get that added to it.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's... You and me connect, and let's see what it is.
Okay.
I just...
There's a lot to it.
Yeah, I want to set up the library for success in the future.
And it would be nice to have it laid out, because like I said, we didn't know before.
And it's not anywhere in our founding documents. I don't think it's there.
You came in on, you guys all kind of came in on such a manipulative air at the time where it was just like, okay, we're going to guide you through a fire, essentially. Like,
I was very
missed all that.
That could have ended so poorly.
Were there any other things you want to add to this one that you had made notes of, Kathy? Do you have anything?
I was making notes. Oh wait, that's the wrong one. Where was it? I think that was mostly about that one.
Okay, so we'll hold on this. We'll connect and figure out details on that. Collection management policy. I did a few things on this one. There's a state code that talks about harmful material to minors. It's kind of confusing because there's school library laws and then public library laws. Mm. This one falls within public libraries for minors for their material. So in the how we consider our material, that's one of the things we might be in compliance with this code. And I think I pulled this from the state. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this where we have... There we go.
Yep, so we continue on. Can we get rid of CDs?
Yes.
No, okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're not going to stop CDs...
I'm bringing them back.
What?
Okay, this dives into that a little bit more.
Yes.
That's where
I like that.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a big difference.
And that will protect us as people, because we all the time say this shouldn't be in this section, we should have this book.
Yeah.
So this helps us.
Yeah.
And then just defining reading a little bit more.
Okay.
And who is over that process. And this is the criteria.
Yeah, that's great.
I had one thing I would like to add in the meetings. Have we done that way far?
In the, which one was it?
That would be in the library board meetings.
In the bylaws.
In the bylaws?
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Back in the bylaws.
So in the meetings, it says special meetings may be called and scheduled by the chairperson or at the request of at least three board meeting members. Or at the request of the library director.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to add something about or by the request of the library staff. Because
that's a great idea.
We were requested that. That was a request we had.
Yeah, in the past when you needed to. Yeah.
Am I in the right spot or not?
Six
B. Meetings, section B.
Okay.
Because that
started
off the fun.
Special meetings.
Oh, yeah.
C.
No, you're in a second.
Director or any members of the library staff.
Yeah.
Or do we need to put a number of library staff? Like three library staff?
Yeah, something
like that? Or do you, to be real with you, I don't really see the clerks being like, can I have a meeting with the board?
No.
In fact, I really feel like it would be, the people who would want to call this meeting are the people who I feel like I'd need to hear from. Like Judy, we have.
Yeah.
Right. Is that what you're thinking, Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll highlight that so we know the change there. I like that.
Just because, that is who made the request for us last time.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So let's just have it in.
And I think I have one more on there. We've reviewed that one recently enough that I didn't really see anything on it that it needed, unless some of you saw it. It was the
your computer use,
internet
and online access policy. We've been over that.
Yeah, we've been over that. I know we had talked about what to do with
different
computers, but I think that can be a conversation for another day of what we want to do with those. So this one we'll wait on, the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
Any other changes you would want to...
The collection.
I just feel like this was needed to protect us a little bit.
If you don't know, this is good information to have. Patron has an issue with some material, they have to fill out a document to prove that they lived here, to prove that they read it, and to explain what they want done with it. Because a lot of people who have an issue with an objection, they generally say, hey, this is in children's, can you put it in YA? Hey, this is YA, but it's really more adult. You see stuff like that. It's... To be honest with you, it's more reasonable, but they do require that you actually state what your objections are and then page numbers or where you can find it. It's detailed enough that you can't have people coming in from other cities being like, we're going to get rid of this book.
Right. So that's what this whole paragraph is addressing, that process.
That's nice.
Okay. Well, then we're going to hold off on the library board bylaws, but let's go ahead and vote to approve the computer use, internet, and online access policy.
That one's already been approved.
That one's been approved, so just the collection management policy. Okay, I move to approve the North Logan City Library collection management policy. All in favor? Aye. Okay, the vote is unanimous. Thank you. And I think that's all we came here to do tonight, unless anyone else has anything they'd like to discuss.
I do have one question.
Yes.
About another policy that we may need to consider. We had an incident yesterday where somebody came in with a sickness that is very transmittable. And we don't have anything in place, so I called the Smithfield Library to see what they do. They're talking about it right now, what to do if somebody comes in with measles or what we can do as staff members to say, hey, you're sick, you can't be here. Anyway.
Okay.
Is that not considered
diseased?
Could we not add it to the disruptive use? Because in my mind, if you are coming in with a highly communicable disease like that, that's disrupting the library.
Right.
Yeah,
I think somewhere it needs to be addressed so that staff have backing to be able to say, because they're like, well, what do we do, Trent? I was like, give their parents' phone number, mm-hmm. I'll call them, and then the kids ran off when they came to get the phone number. So, so I'll try to draft something up, and we can put it in the disruptive.
That's where I would put it, because I feel like, you can make a better case for it's disrupting the use of the library to have communicable diseases. I mean, wherever, but whatever we need to do.
I'll chat with the directors tomorrow too and see what they've
learned about that.
Because it's an awkward conversation for staff to say, like, oh, you're highly contagious, can you please leave?
Stop coughing on stuff.
You're right.
It's also, though, what a good thing for them to learn. Hard conversations.
Yes. That was my last thing. So I'll work on that, and then maybe the next, if I have something written up, I'll let you know when you reach out.
Okay. Great. Sounds great. All right. Thank you, everyone, for coming. I can't motion to dismiss. I don't think I can motion to dismiss.
Oh, I motion to dismiss.
Second. All in favor? Okay. It's unanimous.
I'm sorry.
We'll see you next month.
That's what I do. What is the date of the next?
Oh, do you?